Hello and welcome to today's The Weight Mates podcast, the place for sustainable and comfortable weight loss practices and stories. I'm your host, Christopher. So, welcome to episode 9, and welcome to the dozen of new listeners from down under. I won't try to do an impression from your voice, because that would be terrible. It's great to have you here. Thank you so much for listening, and let's just dive into it. So, grab yourself a glass of water or some kind of low-calorie drink to really support your weight loss journey, because the more water you drink, right, and don't drink too much, because that's obviously bad as well, but if you drink quite a bunch of water, up to 2 to 2.5 liters a day, you will notice some great changes in terms of you feel less hungry, and you'll actually be helping your body get rid of the fat that it's burning, okay? So with that in mind, I have two notes, right? Again, if you have questions, send an email to christopher@theweightmates.com. I'll answer the question there, and then I can use the question anonymously, right? So I won't mention you at all anonymously in the next podcast episode where we do a Q&A. Or send me a DM on Twitter or Instagram where you can, you know, equally send me a question, I'll answer it, and then I can use it in one of the Q&A episodes completely anonymously. Unless you'd like your name to be out there, then that's obviously an option as well. The second announcement is pretty exciting. Whilst the Weight Mates website is not online yet, I did decide to go ahead and make a Patreon page where you can get a whole ton of different benefits at different price points in case you love the show. There's some low price points where you can just show your support. But in other terms, if you want to get coaching already, then there are price points for that as well. And they will be equal to the prices on the website. So if you want to go ahead and check that out, go to patreon.com/theweightmates and you can see it there. So today's episode is going to be a little bit of an insight episode. So it's not going to be a Q&A episode, and it's not one of my usual Monday episodes, but a bit of insight, because yesterday I made a mistake, okay? And I told you guys this in the last episode as well. Mistakes are common and mistakes happen. The most important bit is that we don't beat ourselves up for making a mistake and that we learn from it. So learning from it is what we're going to do today. So yesterday, I consumed a ton of processed junk food, right? And it really made me regret not having an apple instead, because I've been going for quite some time now, 270 days now, and I've learned that an apple is nice and refreshing, and it doesn't make me feel bloated, and it's much less in calories. So I know that if I can replace a certain snack or something of the kind with, for example, an apple, right? Take any other fruit and it'll be the same example. I know that I will feel much better, and I will have made a much healthier choice. So the question is, what did I have yesterday? Yesterday, I had one medium pizza, right? 300 grams, and 60 grams of spicy sweet chili Doritos, right? Which equals about 24 of those tortilla chips, okay? So the total amount of food I had yesterday for those two things, because I obviously had breakfast and lunch as well, but I'm just talking about these two things, was 360 grams of food. For the medium pizza, that was 825 calories, it was 39 grams of fat, and it was 7.5 grams of saturated fats, right? The fats that increase your LDL cholesterol levels, the things we talked about during the fat deep dive we did a while ago. For the Doritos, right, 60 grams of Doritos, that was 280 calories, it was 14 grams of fat, of which 2 grams of saturated fats, okay? So that comes down to a grand total of 1,108 calories for just those two things, for 360 grams of food, 1,108 calories, 53 grams of fat, and 9.5 grams of saturated fats, okay? That is a ton. That is, I'm not wondering why I felt sick afterwards, because the amount of fats that you're consuming at that point is just insane. Same with the amount of calories, that is a ton of calories. So, and then the other important note for that is that in total, 360 grams of that food, right, the medium pizza and the 60 grams of sweet chili Doritos, that was 31 grams of proteins, right? It contained 31 grams of proteins, which is not bad, right? But 31 grams of proteins based on 1,108 calories of consumed food, that's pretty bad, right? And you want to know why? Because I decided to compare it to what I had today for my snack and my dinner, okay? Because the pizza yesterday was my dinner, and the 60 grams of Doritos, that was my snack yesterday, okay? So based on what I've had today, right, and what I could have had for the exact same amount of calories, right, if I wanted to eat 1,108 calories again today, but then make different choices for the foods I would consume, I could do the following. Instead of the pizza, right, instead of the medium pizza of 300 grams, I could have 750 grams of chicken breast with spices on it, right? Which, again, is a great tip. Spice your food. It makes everything less bland, right? Which is great. That 750 grams of chicken breast will have contained 22.5 grams of fat and 4 grams of saturated fat, which is pretty much under half of what the medium pizza was, but it's the same amount of calories, right? Then for my snack, I could have had 3 medium apples, which is 600 grams worth of food, instead of 60 grams of spicy sweet chili Doritos, okay? And it would have felt much more refreshed, much less bloated. Those 3 medium apples were 280 calories, right? The same as the Doritos, but they only contained 0.9 grams of fat, of which only 0.3 grams is saturated fat, which is much, much less, right? So with that all in mind, right, I could have had, right, with today would have been better choices, I could have had still 1,108 calories, right, so still the same amount of calories, but only 23.4 grams of fat, and only 4.3 grams of those fats will be saturated, which is, again, pretty much under half of what it was with my unhealthy food choices, right? And the biggest revelation here is that my healthier choices, right, the 750 grams of chicken breast and the 3 medium apples, would have contained 181.5 grams of protein. Now, I honestly don't know if someone could actually consume that much protein, right? But the point is, that is pretty much, let's have a quick think, that is roughly 6 times more proteins for the same amount of calories, right? So the conclusion here is, right, for the same amount of calories, my healthier choices, right, the chicken breast and the apples, would have been 1,350 grams of food, versus only 360 grams of food of unhealthy stuff, right? Which is pretty much, I could have had a whole kilo more food, and it would have been the same amount of calories, right? That's insane. Then on top of that, it would have been less than half the amount of fats and saturated fats opposed to my unhealthy choices. And like I just said, it would have been 6 times more proteins than my unhealthy foods. Just let that sink in. Because, my God, that is insane to me. Right? If I would have just made a different choice yesterday, right? Because, again, I don't think I could ever eat 750 grams of chicken breast, because that is a ton of chicken breast, and the amount of protein would simply just fill you up so quickly that you would have to really, you know, force yourself to continue on to actually consume that much. But if you were able to, it would have been so much healthier, right? I still would have had the same amount of calories, but the content of those calories, right, the things that brings those calories would have been completely different, would have been much healthier, because there would have been much less sugar in it, much less saturated fat in it, and much less fat overall, for that matter, much more protein, which is great, much more fiber, which would have been great, and a ton more minerals and vitamins, right? So, I guess my point is that it's these kind of learning experiences, right? It is these kind of moments where yesterday, yeah, I made a bad choice. Did I enjoy it? For sure. I felt sick afterwards, but whilst eating it, I was enjoying it. Am I now angry at myself? No, not at all. Of course not. Because I know that getting angry at myself is not going to help. So if you have made a mistake and you are angry at yourself, don't be. It's fine, okay? You can't change the past, so let's just continue into the future whilst learning from our mistakes. So I think that's all for today, because I just wanted to share that insight with you guys, because I think it's just really, really important. Again, if you have any questions at all, shoot me an email over on christopher@theweightmates.com, or shoot me a DM on Twitter or Instagram, or take a look at my Patreon page, patreon.com/theweightmates, and you can get yourself going there to see if you just simply want to support the cause of the Weightmates, which is helping as many people as possible. Some tiers go as low as €3 a month. Or if you simply just want to book me to help you with your weight loss journey, there are several options available. So, with that all in mind, I honestly hope that you have a great day, and I want to thank you very much for listening. And I actually did that the wrong way around, but hey, here we are. We make mistakes, and that's fine. Have a great day.